one of my passions when I took office as constable is what can I do to help our community, and helping prevent and recognizing child abuse is one of my passions. So my deputy, Gary Norton, and I went down and we became certified to be facilitators of a program that's called Darkness to Light. And Darkness to Light is a program that we present to parents and individuals to help empower us as adults to recognize and to act upon indicators to prevent sexual abuse of our most precious asset that we have from God, and I believe that's our children.
Kane, would you please tell me a little bit more about this program?
Yes. One of the things that shocked my deputy and I when we went through this training is that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys statistically are sexually abused before their 18th birthday. And we both thought that that was incorrect, and we did further research, and that's a conservative estimate. Experts say it could actually be higher than that. And we just thought that this is an epidemic that's been going on in our society. And as a father of 6, I have a personal interest in this as well. Recently, the first victim that came out against Coach Sandusky gave a presentation last week at a seminar, Crimes Against Children, and wrote a book, and it's called Silent No More. And as we as adults allow this to go on, you know, shame on us. And there could be a Sandusky here in the Brazos Valley. We don't know, but there are simple signs that we as adults can look for to help recognize to see if there's possibly some sexual abuse going on with our children. This program also helps to ask the right questions. If one of our children comes to us and acknowledges that somebody's sexually molesting them or touching them inappropriately, it is also just as important as how we respond to them and what questions we ask and what questions not to ask. And this program, it lasts about 2.5 hours. We try to get a minimum of 10 people, and my deputy and I will travel anywhere in the Brazos County area and those counties surrounding Brazos County, and we'll present this for free. The only cost associated is the cost of the workbook that each participant gets to keep, and that's $10. But we'll come and we'll speak to any daycare workers, church groups, civic organizations, neighborhood associations, school teachers. And the times that we've presented this program, we have just gotten just reviews from all the adults that this needs to be talked about more. More people need to come to this program. So we're excited about the opportunity to reach out to our neighborhood and our community and to present this program, Darkness to Light. And my deputy and I, we're not experts in child abuse, but you don't have to be. And as adults, you don't have to be an expert in this, but there are some simple signs and indicators that are out there that we just might not realize are going on at the time. One of the things that I gleaned from attending this training was that it's very important for us to talk to our children. And we have to be very careful how we do that. We don't want to overreact, because a lot of children that are sexually abused, they can become shameful about the experience and will have a hard time discussing it, even with their parents. Ask open-ended questions and let them do the talking. And then if it appears that you need to go further, you need to contact your local law enforcement agency. Or there's some other indicators. So some of the physical signs of sexual abuse are redness, rashes, or swelling in the genital area, urinary tract infections, any physical problems associated with anxiety, such as chronic stomach pain or headaches. Some of the emotional signs are such as withdrawal, depression, unexplained anger and rebellion, nightmares and bedwetting, cruelty to animals in fire setting, maybe additional signs of child sexual abuse, and sexual behavior and language that are not age appropriate can also be red flags. But short of an outcry, then it's up to us as parents and responsible adults to try to be aware and to recognize these signs and symptoms. And it may be sometimes just your plain intuition. We got to do all we can to empower ourselves with enough knowledge to go forward to try to put an end to this horrible, horrible epidemic that ravages itself on our most vulnerable and our most innocent, and that's our children. If your group or organization is interested in us presenting this to them, if they'll call the Constable Precinct 3's office number, and that's 694-7900, 694-7900. Just leave your name and number, and we will get back with you as soon as possible to arrange a convenient date and time for us to come to your organization.